Okay,
Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for September 19th, 2022. Beth.
Okay, so I just got back from a lawyer's conference, and you know, I had the same feeling that I often have of comparing myself to others, and you know, feeling kind of like a fake lawyer. And like, you know, because the hierarchy in the legal profession is such that people are either with a big firm or with the government. And I've been doing my own thing, working remotely, feeling a little bit of an oddball. But I won't be able to pursue all my different interests if I did practice law full time with either a private firm or the government. And I'm actually content doing things the way I do them. It's just when I, you know, when I get into crowds with other lawyers, I feel that I'm an imposter.
Yeah. And how do you deal with that feeling?
Well, I just network with people at the receptions and find things in common and talk to them about it.
So you are able to have the feeling of like, oh, don't feel like I belong, a little bit imposter syndrome, oddball, and still function and use the opportunities to connect with people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting because I attended one meeting on Saturday and they have a fellows program that I was invited to join. And I didn't because I didn't really understand the benefits of it. But a guy spoke about it and he said, I get to see my best friends. I was like, okay, because I don't really feel that kind of affinity with the people in the organization.
Yeah. And are you telling yourself, are you talking to yourself kindly about this and just being?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, I'm a little different. Again, you know, it's this repeated theme that you have to find your people, find a place where you fit in. And that's probably why I never worked in a big firm or for the government, except on a contract basis.
Yeah. And how great that you have found opportunities and ways to not have to work for an establishment where you would have to like, oh, try to fit in and expend all that extra energy. That's great.
Yeah. And then the other thing came up actually recently at the sports integration conference, there was a big session on social media and there was this thing, do you have your business Facebook page and your personal Facebook page? And you know what? I attended this workshop called Portfolio Careers at the Actors Fund. And, you know, the whole idea being that my personal is my professional is my personal. I'm a little kind of quirky, creative person. I have some clients who like that. Like the young athletes that I represent seem to like that. I friend them on. And then, you know, my question came up, well, at what point is it appropriate to friend clients on Facebook? Is it only appropriate once you've won their case? But, you know, you know, I tend to friend people after I've won their case, because I don't, you know, I wouldn't want any kind of issue.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it sounds like you're, you know, hanging in and navigating the water and not beating yourself up because you're not someone different than who you are. You're doing good life as a human there.
Yeah. And I think there's a difference between life as a human and what society expects of us.
Of course, because you can, that's true because you can look at all the different expectations that different societies have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's basically all I wanted to share.
Cool. Well, I think that that's a lovely example of just how we do it. We have the feelings, but we still do the actions because you can still take action when you're feeling a certain way. You can. You don't have to, but you can. So you're feeling the feelings, you're taking the actions, and you're speaking kindly to yourself about it. That's all we can ask of ourselves. Yeah, it's great. Yay. Thanks for sharing that. It's okay. A good encapsulation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The people.
Great. Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. So anyway, there was a very interesting session at the conference on cybersecurity given by Frank Abagnale, the author of Catch Me If You Can. He has a new book called Scam Me If You Can. He has a website and a newsletter. So I was thinking of sharing that with the Abundance Bound program. I thought that would be a great resource.
For sure. I read his first book way back when. And yeah, he's a fascinating person, but he's on it. He's on his game. So
he's definitely on his game. And, you know, the latest thing is scamming. I mean, it's so prevalent now, and people really need to be aware of what is happening and be wary.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely post it.
Okay. So I will save that information. Should I share it with Miata? Would that be the best?
No, just go on to the community platform and do it.
Oh, that's the Mighty Networks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to put it on Mighty Networks.
Yeah, in the open forum section, a post and share the link and it'll go right out to everybody.
Okay.
And Miata will definitely see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Anise. We are just hanging out. So if you have something you'd like to discuss, the floor is open.
Hi. I don't really have anything to discuss. I was just like, I want to attend more calls. And then I saw one was going on while I was doing some work. So I was like, oh, I'll listen while I'm doing work.
Okay. So, then we're all just hanging out and doing work. June.
Hey, okay. So hi, everybody. Just to remind you all, I'm a little kitten and I'm going to close this door because my friend is in a meeting. And I am kind of like looking for something new. I was kind of working with this like breathwork coaching that I was doing, but I was noticing that there was like a lot of obstacles in my way. Like it was also quite exhausted. I was finding that it was leaving me quite depleted. And I definitely think there's work I could do around it in order to figure out why that is. Like if I'm giving too much of my energy or like, I don't know, but basically I was like, I'm also very lucky right now. I am like booking some good stuff. So I actually, it's kind of liberating me to maybe start fresh and kind of just like start planting the seeds so that I can set up a good cash flow, even if like right now I'm not in need of like creating cash fast. So I'm kind of excited.
Best time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And so I started with the strengths and skills, and I got some information. I reached out to like a random group of people, like some people that know me well, other people that know me in different ways.
Yeah.
Some people that don't really know me. I forgot about my cousin. And it was really interesting because basically I got like, I have like zero hard skills. It's like all soft skills. And I'm like grateful, but I'm also like, gosh, like what can I do with this? And the cat is like really doing a lot right now. Maybe I'll just like read to you what my cousin.
Yeah, tell us about yourself. Read the list.
So can I like also like this was also quite the therapeutic exercise because people were so nice to me. And I'm like, so I definitely like cried a lot when I read some of these things and was like, what? And my aunt, who is an amazing writer, she was like, I know you asked me for a list, but I wrote you a poem. So there's a poem in there. She was like, it just came out of me. And she's really amazing. Okay. But my cousin Anissa, who's like my age, and we're good friends as well. She said, okay, cousin Pony, that's what she calls it, cousin Pony, skills and strengths. Good listener, great at holding space for someone when they need to just talk through something. Makes you feel heard and is really helpful when trying to process things. Helps you to see things from another point of view without pushing any opinions. An amazing friend who knows how to care for herself and honor herself. June is always around if you need her. However, she takes time for herself. May that be a quiet morning or taking time to give to others or letting someone know she'll get back to them as soon as she has the time and energy to be there. Very encouraging. She makes me feel good and proud of myself. She always encourages me to keep pushing when I'm doing something that's good for me. A great playmate. I had the pleasure of growing up with June, although she didn't like playing, well, a little joke. We grew up creating so many fun play dates, creating shows to swimming, playing with dry ice, and many other silly things I shouldn't even mention. So yeah, play. So it's like listening, like supportive, and playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then can I share my screen for the list?
No, I want you to read it because the people who are listening to this in the future will not be able to.
Okay, great. I'll read it.
Yeah.
My friend Jordana, who I haven't known that long, says active listening, adaptability and flexibility, problem solving, empathy and perspective taking, committed and dedicated learner, contagious enthusiasm and positivity. My friend Evan, who I've known a long time since college, said wildly perceptive, extremely welcoming in a non-inauthentic way, deeply curious about people and what is being said, no matter who is talking, extremely determined, but never in a braggy or martyr way, supportive, genuinely optimistic, kind in a refreshing and genuine way, great speaker, quick learner, impressively adaptable, independent, socially fearless, and willing to push boundaries in the name of fun. My friend Gabe, who I really actually is more of just like an acquaintance, we met in an acting class. Great energy, trust the moment, adjustable, vulnerable, childlike, and playful. Okay, should I read my aunt's poem?
Yes!
She is where her feet are. Or it's called The She Here is June. She is where her feet are. She looks down and notices them, wiggling the parts that connect with earth just to be sure. She recognizes good language, spoken and written. Words stick in her brain like crazy bats in a cave that suddenly explode out when the sun goes down. She sees patterns in people and wonders about that cafe, that surprise visit, that crazy painting on the wall, that unexpected loss of words, that long, long, sidelong glance. She listens well to the stories of others, eye to eye, ear, tears or none, pauses and all. She scoops up laughter, carrying it into the next room just in case. She sees potential in regular stuff, and she travels light. She hears her own steps on a forest path. She loves the deep, cool breaths of redwood trees, the silence that they bring, the curiosity they trigger, the freedom they show in being rooted. They come from large families too. She is where her feet are. Oh my God.
What a gift.
I know. I know.
And literally a direct encapsulation in poetic form of what the previous people said. Like, yes. All of these are, you're a very consistent person, apparently, because everyone's picking up on the same things.
Mm. Yeah, but like, what do I do with those things?
Yeah. Okay. We're just basking in the glory of your strengths right now. And as far as your knowledge of your hard skills, is there anything that comes to mind that you're like, oh, I know how to do this, or oh, I know how to do that?
I mean, I know how to type.
Uh-huh. You can type fast.
I'm like, those are hard skills, right?
Those are hard skills. I don't, this is my typing.
Oh, I mean, I can type like in the way that like I grew up on AIM, like that's why I can type.
Right.
I did that Clifton strengths test, and it was like across the same shit. Like all my five top strengths were all like the heartfelt ones, like the heart centered ones. And then all of my five, like the last five ones were like focus, determination, like achievement oriented, like all the hard skills. Like, and I'm just like, fuck, like.
Those aren't hard skills.
Well, whatever, I don't know. Like
those maybe grouped as just more like going out into the world skills. They're still soft skills. Determination is a strength. I mean, skills and strength, it's a blurry line, but skills are something like that you could be taught or you could teach someone else, like how to audio edit. That's something you learned and something that can be taught. That's what I think of a skill as versus a strength is like, how do you teach someone to hold space for someone else? I mean, you kind of can, but if you have that as a natural gift, it's always going to be more accessible,
right?
And better. So it, anything though, that strikes you as like, oh, things you can do, do you cook? Do you,
I do cook, but I don't, I would never teach anybody how to cook. I cook.
You don't have to like go, oh, but not enough to do anything. Okay. It just informs me of, because when you say, yeah, I can cook, it means you can, but some people can't. They like, don't like it, don't understand it, don't understand the nuances of it, can't trust themselves enough to cook. There's a little bit of self-trust in there. It's just what you like to do and what you can do is informative.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to go make a business out of it.
Right.
So what else have you learned how to do?
I love to cook actually. And I've been on the road. I like left LA and I've just been driving around in my car all over the place and then going where work is taking me. It's been a crazy 2 months, you guys. But being now I'm staying with my friends in LA and having a kitchen, I'm realizing like how much I actually really missed buying groceries and cooking, finding a lot of joy in that. I've been drawing a lot, actually, making these really, I think they're really cool. And I just have a lot of fun doing them, these like line drawings, and then I fill them in with watercolor. Oh my God, maybe I could show them to you.
Do you have one handy?
I could go run upstairs and get it really fast.
Okay, go do it. And this is just for everyone listening. When you're gathering, there's a whole section in creating cash flow, the audio course with the transcript that talks about, you know, gathering your list of skills and strengths, and you can do it yourself. But as June was showing us, it's always good to go out and kind of get some input from other people, because there might be things you're like, oh yeah, I totally wouldn't have thought of that, or oh, I forgot. And what this does is it gives you grist for the mill to start to see if there's any patterns, start to see if there's any cross-pollination between strengths and skill sets, or a combination that could be put together in a unique way. So that's why this information gathering is so great, and why to just do it with an open mind. You don't have to evaluate it yet. You don't have to be like, well, no. Don't discount it. Just make the list. So June, show me your, oh, beautiful, swirly, almost like mandala. What are those called?
Mandalas.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it looks like. A very modern, swirly. Have you ever,
I just did this one yesterday.
That's beautiful. Have you ever posted those anywhere or shown people?
Well, I just finished a job, in Atlanta, and I've made little versions, wrote thank you cards to everybody, like a cast and crew. So in that way, and then actually also I was making those thank you cards when I was at the hotel bar in Atlanta. And this guy like leans over the table. He was like, did you fly from LA last Sunday? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I think you were sitting right in front of me. And I was like, why? He was like, I recognize your art, because I drew one of the orange ones on the plane. And he was like, I knew there wouldn't be two people in Atlanta like doing that same drawing. And so then we got to talk. We talked for like 4 hours. So I have been like starting to show people more. but I have never posted them like on Instagram or anything.
So do you know what, how do you pronounce it? Mandala?
Mandala. Mandala. I know what you're talking about.
Right. And do you know what people use those for?
For meditation, right?
Yeah. Like, I think it's just like a visual thing for meditation. Cause I know that Kate put in the chat, like greeting card design. The thing about art is that, yeah, you can put it on a t-shirt, you can put it on a mug. That's super easy to do with those companies out there, but you want to see if you can find an application where people would actually pay you something of significance.
Yeah.
To do. So you're not just making like a dollar here or there, but you're making like, you know, $50 here or there, or $100 here or there. But just the first thing off the top of my head is mandalas, that the majority of the ones I've seen are rather like traditional.
Yeah.
And have elements that I never responded to. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to stare at that. Mm. That doesn't speak to me in any way. But something much more modern and fluid and as beautiful as what you're doing, I'm like, oh, I could stare at that and meditate if I needed something like that. So you might, and I'm not saying this is the direction, but you might just throw some of those up on Instagram and just see what people say.
Yeah.
And I'm not at all saying, because when we get into the area of looking for something in your life to monetize, it's not like you have to take something that you love doing just for your own enjoyment and your own satisfaction and turn it into a monetization business. Or no, you can keep hobbies to yourself, or you can keep them as just hobbies. So a hobby or something you love doing isn't always the thing you should monetize. Because once you turn it into any kind of little thing to do with money, it can suck a little bit of the joy out of it for yourself. So you always want to weigh that. So I'm not saying you have to, but this art, everybody here kind of responded to it. And it's unique. And you have a definite eye for composition and color, for sure.
It's so like organic. It's,
yeah.
I don't think that at all. I don't.
Everything about you is organic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Gee, is your art intuitive? I would be so surprised. Is it not cubist? Yeah, that's surprising too, that it's flowy and fluid and watercolor. Like, yeah, and that, all of that. Very on brand for June. Yeah, for sure.
No, it's really interesting. Like, I did not think this was going to come up in the call today, but last night I was doing an ecstatic silent disco dance in Topanga. So fun. And we were dancing and I was like, how cool would it be? I was imagining that I was in virtual reality, which I've been in all of one time. I'm not like well-versed in it, but like if you're in virtual reality, I know you can draw in there, but like, what if I like was drawing my swirl, like doing this swirl, I call them swells, like creating these swells, but three-dimensional. And so instead of being this like 2D form, they like become these like epic sculptures in the virtual reality world. And you could like walk around them.
This is your future. So this will not be my future, but it will be your future. So keep that in mind. And I don't know barely anything about NFTs, but keep that shit in mind too, because it seems to be something that's sticking with us for the moment, at least. But yeah, but there's art is, you know, potential, infinite potential. But I love that you have a name for them. And you know, there are artists that just do like one thing. They have their thing or a very familiar stamp, like where you can really recognize their thing. So just keep that just in the very back of your mind.
I love that. Okay. I just want to share too, like the story of it too, is my 10th grade calculus teacher, I always doodled, and she saw my doodle, and it was like this swirly kind of thing, but she was like, I want to teach you my doodle. And she like taught me just like this, like do like going like that. And I think about her every single time I make one of these things, because I'm like, that's what I did. Like, she didn't want to talk about calculus with me. She like wanted to doodle with me, and I like adopted her doodle. And of course it's like transformed, but it's like.
Okay. So I have an assignment for you that I want you to do regardless of anything that we're talking about here today in cash flow. How many of those do you have? You just showed us five.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Six. So I want you to post these on Instagram or all of your social media platforms of your choice. I want you to do it within 4 weeks, six postings within 4 weeks. And each time you do it, you're going to tell us a story. You've already told us three stories. The first story I want you to tell is the name. I want to introduce you to my doodles. They have a name. They're called swells. Blah, blah, blah. This is why I love doing it. Just doesn't have to be, you know, an essay. Just, okay?
Okay.
The second post, I want you, and I would give these posts a title. So the first one is called The Name. And the second post is The Origin Story. So people start to get like, oh, she's like, and third, think of a name and tell the story about the guy at the airport.
Oh, Michael Platt.
Like, because like, that's cool that someone's like, I totally recognize your art. And maybe the title for that one is The Fame.
Oh.
When I was recognized for my art.
Yeah. Oh, so cute.
Okay. And so you need three more stories, which I'm certain you have, either about, you know, you'll come up with them, just something that has to do with this.
Yeah.
So each has a title that you write in all caps. Then you write your little paragraph or paragraphs to just tell us the story, however long or short it is, in the caption. Just to see what happens.
I already like, because the thing is, I use them to think about stuff. Like,
That's the fourth story.
This is the one actually I did on the airplane that he recognized, but I was working on the character that I was going to play. And I was thinking about her like internal, you know, she's on fire. And I'm not thinking like, oh, I'm going to make this.
Yes.
I'm like processing, or like some of these, I remember like what podcast I was listening to when I did it, or like where I was, who I was thinking about, like this one.
Okay, so the title for that is The Process, unless you think of something better. That's fine. Tell us that story. This one, the one I posted, this is the one I was listening to this podcast on. And I did another one where it was created while I was thinking about the character. Mm-hmm. Definitely loving how you're weaving it into your acting. And when you were on that plane, those plane rides that he was on, were you going to a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to film that character in Atlanta. And he's like a major executive producer, like EP of Grace and Frankie. Like,
yeah.
Now we're like texting every day, like we're pals.
Yes. So the art that brought you together. Oh. That's a great story. Mention though, I want this to be woven, just little tiny crossover with your acting.
Yeah.
We're reminding people that you're an actress and you're working, but this is all about your art.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned it. So you say like, so I was on a flight headed to Atlanta to film blah, blah, blah. You just throw that line in there. Just when I was doing these greeting cards. Okay. Keep that in mind, because a week later coming back, like tell us the story, but throw in the fact whenever possible. And it may not be in every single one of these stories, but that, you know, you're acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really amazing idea. Yeah. Or this one, yeah, it's like I have really intense, I'm with them for, you know, a couple hours minimum. So it's like I have very distinct memories of like what was going on at the time.
And telling us that, because we don't know how long it takes for you to do that. People could think it takes you 10 seconds versus, you know, so I love that you're like, even the way you talk about them, I was with them for, you know, I'm with them for an hour. It's just like, so cool. It's really cool. You have a connection to these, it's not just something you're doing in the margins of a notebook.
That is how you've taken, yeah.
And you've taken the time to add the color too, you know? So this, for everyone listening, I went off on this tangent because this is a great example of how you can use social media where it doesn't have to be so super calculated, but there's yet a little bit of strategy behind it. And you're talking about your career, but you're not even necessarily showing images of your career. It's a little more subtle and more personal, and people are getting to know a teeny bit about you without you having to spill your guts on it, you know, everything, or show every single detail or every single meal you ate. You know, like this is just one way of taking something. I mean, a whole Instagram feed for a performer, which June is, your whole Instagram feed could just be images of favorite things that you have and you telling a little story about it.
Yeah.
People will eventually understand you're an actor. It'll say that right up top on the Instagram thing, but in the bio, but they're learning just little tiny tidbits about you. And that is how people connect with you. Instagram for so many people is just a trying to impress everybody and connect through don't I impress you? Mm-hmm. But you and the executive producer like connected because of this unique little weird thing that caught his eye. Mm-hmm. And now he's interested in learning more about you or more about how you guys connect in the industry. But you also have a connection that's not that.
Yeah. It was so cool. We talked for like an hour before either of us even asked each other about our jobs.
Yes.
So then that's, it was called, like, so authentic and like pure. It was a beautiful hotel bar moment.
Yeah. And you enabled that moment to unfold as it did, because you were just being you, and you weren't trying to like always let people know who, you know, I'm in the industry or I'm doing, you know, it's just, you were being June.
Yeah.
And through just being June, your career, you know, a little gem was added into the mix of your career.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a lovely story for you to have and to share with us here in Cashflow. Yeah. So we'll put that aside, but that is your assignment.
Okay.
And do me a favor. And mm-hmm. if you could like CC, like if you could just shoot me a message on the Creating Cashflow platform, on the Abundance Bound platform of like, I posted because I, even if I followed you on Instagram, I don't necessarily go to Instagram very often. So, and I don't want to miss these.
Okay.
I'm just asking you to do a personal favor that's taking up your time for me. Or you can just tell me after the 4 weeks have gone and you've posted all six, just say assignment completed and I'll go back and look and like and everything.
Okay.
Do it that way, because I really don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate, like, it really is, I know I'm not alone in this. I'm not even going to pretend like it's unique, but like, it's very hard for me to post on Instagram. Like, even though like I posted that I booked the guest star that I was going to Atlanta for, but didn't post anything. I post on my stories, like no post, like on set, no post after. I didn't even post that I booked this commercial. I already shot the commercial. And I'm just like, now I feel like I'm so behind of like things I need to tell people of, but like, I really don't like even though it's just like so supportive and people are so happy to hear it, and it's like a love fest, like it doesn't, it like feels so gross because, but like, that's why I really like this idea, because it's really kind of more of an invitation into the process and into me as more than just selling whatever the fuck it is I'm supposed to be selling. So I appreciate you also like giving me homework, because I think I need help, obviously, with more of those structural
staccato. That's your homework assignment number one. Homework assignment number two then is I want you to start thinking about, how can I post on social media in ways where I'm just letting people know my work through the story that I'm telling them about something else? So like, let's say you book a commercial, or what was the last commercial you booked?
It was my first commercial. It was for Eyeglass World.
Okay. So your first commercial, that's seminal. And it was for Eyeglass World. And it was like, what, one day shoot?
Yeah, one day. But it was actually awesome. Like, I got to work with a puppet, and I worked with puppets when I was a kid. It was like my
first. Okay, June. That's the story.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I worked with a puppet.
I got to find photos of me as a kid with my puppet. Yeah.
Yes. And so you post the photo of you with, as a kid with the puppet, not you on set, but you know, you right. post the old photo. And as you're just telling us this small little story, we learn in the story that, oh, she booked her first commercial and shot it and was with a puppet. But if every single one of your Instagram posts, or let's just say at least two out of every three posts that you do, reminds us in just a little way that you're a working actor, that's it. Because if people start to read them, they're going to get it in their head. Oh, June works all the time. My God, she's always working. And then you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm behind on the thing. It's like, nope. Anytime you can think of a story and then, oh yeah, I shot a commercial, like, or I shot this guest star thing like 4 months ago. Who cares about the timeline?
Such a good reminder.
Tell us a story.
Yeah.
About something that happened. It's not even during the thing, just during the timeline around the job. You created one of your art pieces. You found this little stone that looks like a heart, and you happened to find it, you know, when you were taking, you know, you had some extra time before you had to go to the airport after flying back from your guest star. So you went for a walk on the beach. Like, you just throw the work.
Oh my God. I have so many stories like that, like I'm always over, because I've been on the road. Like,
I know.
I've been on the road traveling, doing the craziest shit, and then like sneaking in auditions.
Yes.
But I'm that I've like taken pictures of all of the crazy places I've set up my self-tape apartment, and I mean self-tape setup, and then like I swear I've been booking because I'm like not so precious about, like, my life is so expansive.
Yes.
And so many stones.
That would be a hilarious carousel on Instagram, which just like, and you can have a carousel, you know, of a few photos of your setups, and then a carousel of another photo, like, oh, and picture number two, you know, it was a square, you know, the square foot was about the size of a postage stamp, and or I couldn't figure out where to put the light or whatever goes with it. You could have the most interesting, lovely, weird, artistic, fun Instagram. But here's what I would actually encourage you. Why don't you start thinking of your Instagram feed as just your own little personal notebook? Something that you would be delighted to go back and read just to remind yourself of all this fun stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you do it for you, then your right people will feel that.
Okay. And I have a story around this. Because when I was in San Francisco, my car got broken into, all my shit got stolen. Including, first of all, including all of my watercolors. That's actually when I found these amazing, like, big circle things. Is I went and I, even though I was like broke, this is before I booked any of these jobs, like literally so worried about money. I spent $100 at the art supply store to get this art supplies that now I'm working with. But also the most heartbreaking part about that whole thing is I had a suitcase full of my journals, because I journal every day. And I was so upset.
Yeah.
They were found. Somebody found them. An artist found them. He called me. He was like, I just found all of these journals, books, and like photos spread across the street. And the first one I opened had your name, your phone number, and a quote that said, always put your phone number in your journal, -DW Brown, my old acting teacher. So I had to call you. Did your shit get stolen? I said, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm an artist. I've collected as many as I can. I don't know. I also have a pair of socks. I'm bringing them to my gallery if you want to swing by and get it. I said, Lord bless you. I can't tell you how much this means to me. What's the name of your gallery? It's called Modern Eden. I look it up. Of course, the next day it was having a gallery opening. So I went to the gallery opening, collected all of my journals, and of course bought a painting. And, but to like have that moment of like, my journals are gone. It like, so you saying treat Instagram as like my own digital journal is really appealing to me, because it, you know, that can't get stolen from me in the same way.
Yeah. And okay, so you have to post something about that story. And I want you to break that story into two pieces. I want you to break it into, you can use that story for one of your art pieces of why it's a circle. Because my shit got stolen. Blah, 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 blah. And then post a picture of something, picture of the cover of one of your journals or something, and then tell that other story. And the thing that's great about the story, and I want you to keep this story in your pocket, in your back pocket, because it is a great story for when you're interviewed at some point. And it's because it is a story about the ways that art can be important. If you're an artist, believe in the importance of art, not just in the importance of someone else liking your art, but the importance of the thread that connects us artists. Because you were broke, but you loved, and it was so therapeutic for you to do your art that you had to replace those art supplies ASAP. And the fact that your journals were found by an artist who, I bet, journals or understands the value of what they saw, what they saw what it was. Mm-hmm. And responded to, I mean, but if another person had found them, they might have just thought it, you know, thrown them all away. So an artist connecting to another artist and knowing that that other artist really would probably want all this stuff back, and it was worth them taking time and reaching out. And then you going to an art gallery, their art gallery, and then you bought a painting of another artist. So that artist benefited. It's this little link. It's a great story, and it's so memorable, and it's very, I mean, that could be a TED talk. I'm not kidding. It could really be something. And it's a way for you, June, to be able to talk about yourself as an artist, so that you don't always have to be talking yourself as an actor and what you just did and that whole thing we get into that doesn't always feel great.
Right.
You know, and when you get the microphone shoved in your face and they're like, or you're at a party, so what have you done lately? You know what I've been doing? I've been really thinking about this connective tissue between art. You see how you took that question and just, you never have to answer a question directly. You can take a question and take it in any direction you would like to go to. But that's a really good story.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can post the picture of the one of the, if you still have the piece that you bought, that could be the posting for the others.
Right here.
You know, like, see, and then you talk about that. Like, this is, this stuff is infinite. There's so many little threads with each thing. You just keep picking threads and posting them. By the way, let me cough for a second. When you feel inspired to post, post when you feel inspired to post. You can set yourself a little metric of like, okay, I'll post at least 4 times a month. And then if, you know, I gave you homework to post 6 times during a month, so you'll post a little bit more. But like, it just, when you feel inspired, so it doesn't feel like this thing you have to do for your career. It's more just like this little collection of your little, the magic that floats through your life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, and now I'm just like, you're right. It's so infinite. Cause now I'm getting all of these like hits of like, oh yeah. And that, oh yeah. And that, like, I was in Atlanta on the phone with my mom buying my like second and third brushes. Cause I only had the one at Blick, and I bought it. And I got off the phone, and that's when I got the message that I booked the commercial. And I was like, it was, it felt like this immediate, like, yes, like do what you love and the whatever will follow. And then
now,
even in Atlanta, I was playing at someone addicted to heroin, and I had the art, the makeup artists were absolutely amazing, but we talked so much about watercolors and painting because they were having to create all of my track marks, and it was like so beautiful. And I took all these photos of like the palette and my arms, because I was like, this is so disturbing but like absolutely gorgeous, and it was inspiring me so much. That's why I, the makeup artist, you know, I ended up telling him, yeah, I like watercolors. I showed him some of my work, and then he was like, these are really cool. And that, he was the first person I made a thank you card for. And that's because I wanted to give him a piece. And that's when I made them for everybody. Cause I was like, well, now I just can't stop.
Okay. Now I'm not going to scare you. I'm going to say something that I'm going to say it. I don't want it to freak you out. I'm going to say it because I think you're brave and will not let it freak you out. And it will not let it tarnish what you're doing. But I just want to say it so that people listening can sort of see where this could lead, doesn't have to lead here. I'm just saying. So in your world, June, right now, you don't have an intense pressure at the moment to develop another line of income. So you could experiment with what we've just talked about today with your own social media from October, November, December, and just focus on doing this for yourself. Okay. You could, if you wanted to, become a coach for other deep feeling, artistic performers and other people who know they have to post on social media for their career, of how to use Instagram in a way that brings joy to the world, brings joy to yourself, highlights your work in a non-icky way. And you could have a little coaching service where someone pays you a little, you know, a chunk of money to take them, to mentor them for 3 months. On just trying it out like this. Because I know, I think it was in the mindset session that we just had this month, September, you know, Catherine came on and she's like, ah, social media, I know I have to do it. I don't want to do it. And our conclusion with her is like, you don't have to do it. But there is a lot of pressure to have a presence. You know, even agents and managers and stuff, being like, you have to be on social media.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you just have to be posting about yourself and your work and photos of you. And like, there's another way to do this stuff. And it's, I like, think if you, June, experiment in this way, and I know through these homework assignments, you're going to find your own way into this. even in a different way that I've described. And you could offer to teach people this. It's just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know a lot of people like struggle. Yeah. Really struggle.
Yeah. And so they like, it's a love hate thing. It's like, I get it. I get social media. I get what it's for, but it's never felt right for me. I don't like talking about me with jazz hands, you know? Yeah. Well, you could be like, well, here's another way to do it. And it's not that you within the next 3 months need to triple your followers. It's not about that.
No.
It's about over the next three months, what you would show people is I posted way more consistently than I was ever posting before. I'm creating this little notebook, this little online journal for myself. So even if no one else looks at it, I love it.
Yeah.
It's really, really me. So if someone spends some time on here, they're really going to know, do I like her? Do I not like her? Do I like her vibe? Like, and they'll get your vibe.
Yeah.
And that's what, as a performer, when you have people looking at your feed to see if they like you or want to hire you or what your vibe is, or that's what they want to know.
Right.
And none of those photos have to be of you. They can be. And they also aren't directly highlighting your work, but you can also show them how to throw away the lines in there so that people come away with them. Oh, she works all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I want to say to everyone, June and I have been using the word journal, online little journal. When you are sharing anything about your life, whether it's, I'm going to tell them about my calculus teacher and her doodle, that's a piece of your life. You do not want to share anything that's too raw and unprocessed. Hmm. Notice that everything June and I have been talking about, possibly her sharing, is stuff that happened in the past. It's stuff that she's already processed or didn't need any processing. I don't mean you're keeping an online Instagram journal where you're like, this just happened. My car just got broken into yesterday. Like, it doesn't have to be yesterday.
Yeah.
For it to feel light and easy for you to do, mm-hmm. pull from stuff that doesn't have any, like, what do you call it? Intense energy around. Mm. You're not journaling live on Instagram. I just want to make sure people know that that's not what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
This is very curated. It's keeping the world at a distance, which is important and healthy, I think, on social media. But it's personal. It's personal without being private stuff. Personal stuff, not private stuff. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that because I do. Because I have such a hesitancy around posting, it's like nothing I've ever worried about oversharing. But I definitely, like, especially when I'm making these things, sometimes I am thinking, like, I am processing as I'm doing the swells. So it's like, okay, interesting to like clock in case I do get a little bit more comfortable sharing in this way, remembering to kind of have a little bit of distance. So I appreciate you like planting that seed.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're writing about something from your life, you want it to have no charge for you anymore. So you have perspective on it too. And that people don't feel like they have to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Oh, June, I'm so sorry. Because then it's not about the thing you want the focus to be on.
Right. Totally.
I really wasn't saying that for you. I was saying that in case someone listens to this and misinterprets what I would like journal on Instagram. No. No. But share. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool.
So that's an idea. And the other thing for you to now start thinking about in terms, and you can think about this and then come back if you find something you want to explore more, but I want you to start to think about what, because you're like, all I have is soft skills. What the hell do I do with those? I want you to think about what problems do people come to you with? What problems you've noted out in the world and you're like, I could help people with that. Like, I could fix that. I know what people should do about that. Or what problems have you, and by problem, I could mean an issue, a pain point, or a problem, or a concern. Anything on the spectrum of an irritant that someone might have that they really want to not have anymore, that they might pay you for helping them with. Any problems you've solved, any problems people have come to you with, any problems you see out in the world that you're like, and then you just make a list. Don't edit it in your head. Don't be like, well, that could never be anything. Cause look, we were talking about your swells and we found something that could tie right to a monetization. So don't edit, just make a little list as you think about them, because your soft skills are problem solving skills, helping people through rough time skills.
Yeah.
You know, everything I do when I coach caregivers to help them not just like go through what they're going through, but grow through what they're going through. And there's lots of problems and lots of things that come up during that experience, but it's all soft skills. Let's look at what's happening in your life. Let's look at another way that you can not hemorrhage so much energy over that. But it's a pain point enough for people feeling trapped in your life with, you know, no way out. Oh, that's a pain point. And I can certainly help people with that. I have hard skills. I know how to audio edit. I know how to video edit. None of my work is with hard skills. Like, I'll do those things, but only for me. I'm not going to sell them. Yeah. So soft skills are great.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that's so important to remember. Like, I know you said that about yourself and I'm like, yeah, obviously. And I love what you do. Like, I'm very inspired by what you do and like think I could do something like parallel to it or similar to it. Yeah. And so it's nice for me to like recognize your soft skills too, is obviously what it is that you're doing.
It's just, they're valuable. They're as equally valuable as hard skills. Just and hard I don't want you, yeah, poo-pooing them at all. Yeah. Oh, good work today, June. And
oh my God, thank you. I'm so inspired.
Well, and I just want to give you kudos for doing the other assignment from going through to the people and asking for their feedback. And isn't it one? It is wonderful to hear about yourself. I encourage people to do that just every so often in their life.
Yeah, definitely everybody do it. Cause I think it felt made those people feel empowered as well. Like they were touched that I wanted. And I was nervous to ask. I felt vulnerable and kind of like, I don't know how to explain this. It's kind of weird. And I was like, no pressure, you know, like always giving people an out, like in a way, but everyone was like, no, I'm down. Like, yeah, this is great. I'll get back to you in 3 days. So yeah, everyone, I encourage you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit up June's aunt for a poem. I know. So good. All right. So that is our time. It is 11:30. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Thanks for letting me take so much space in here, you guys.
It was really good. I think it was a really interesting to see the arc of that evolution.
Yeah.
Just through a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Wow, those are some hardcore soft skills, Christine. Nice Bird. Work.
Thanks. Yeah, my soft skills are hard. I'm putting that on a t-shirt. Hardest got soft skills in the land.
It's so funny.
Thank you, June. All right, guys. See Bye. You next Sunday. Okay. Bye, Anise.